You're listening to SBS News.
The United Kingdom has recorded its worst day of battling the virus, recording 57,000 new infections. The British government has announced a mix-and-match vaccine strategy where citizens will be given different doses of vaccines on rare occasions as German vaccine producer BioNTech warns of gaps in supplies. The move to mix doses is instituted to help in case stocks run out as infections soar in the country, but there is no evidence of its efficacy. This comes as the country also indicated a plan to delay the widespread distribution of the second dose of vaccines in order to inoculate more people. This means Britons might have to wait 12 weeks between jabs rather than the recommended 3 weeks. Chief Medical Officer of Brighton and Sussex Hospitals, George Findlay, says health experts are still reviewing the evidence before delaying vaccinations to communities.
So we're just going to take a little bit of time to review that. We think there are some groups that may be extremely vulnerable that we would want to vaccinate in a slightly shorter time period, but we recognise that that extension to 12 weeks allows us to get the initial vaccine to more people and protect, you know, larger parts of the community.
Top United States infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci says he does not agree with the UK's plans to delay vaccine doses.
We know from the clinical trial that the optimal time is to give it on one day, and then for Moderna 28 days later and for Pfizer 21 days later.
In the United States city of Knox, Indiana, hundreds of people aged 75 and older lined up to get vaccinated as the country surpassed 20 million cases this week. U.S. Senator Mitt Romney criticized the government, calling for greater action and to enlist veterinarians and combat medics to help speed up a national vaccination campaign. Mr. Romney also criticized the Trump administration for falling short of its goal of vaccinating 20 million Americans before 2020, with almost 3 million people vaccinated already. It is estimated the U.S. has lost more than 300,000 lives from the virus. And India has become the latest country to approve emergency use of the AstraZeneca and Oxford University vaccine, as well as another by local Bharat Biotech. The approval means the world's second most populous country will undertake a huge immunization campaign. Both vaccines are produced in India and are approved for restricted use in emergency situations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the move and congratulated the country. In a Twitter statement,
"A decisive turning point to strengthen a spirited fight. Congratulations, India. Congratulations to our hard-working scientists and innovators. It would make every Indian proud that two vaccines have been given emergency use approval, are made in India."
The country has also granted another local vaccine producer to undertake phase 3 clinical trials and hopes to inoculate 300 million of its 1.35 billion people in the first 6 to 8 months of this year. The announcement comes as India runs a nationwide mock drill for vaccine delivery. In Russia, citizens who are vaccinated against the virus will be issued electronic vaccination certificates, but the exact details for use are still unclear. The country conducted a mass vaccination campaign against COVID-19 with its locally developed Sputnik V vaccine, which is still undergoing safety and efficacy testing. Russian Health Minister Mikhail Murashko says they are actively working to mitigate the virus.
More than 1.5 million vaccine doses have been distributed to Russian regions. Vaccination is going very actively. According to all data, more than 800,000 people have been vaccinated.
Healthcare workers and teachers were the first to get inoculated, and the country recently approved the vaccine to be used on those over 60 years of age. The country is also set to conduct clinical trials of a vaccine that combines Sputnik V with the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine to try and boost the British vaccine's efficacy. Meanwhile, the Netherlands will vaccinate 30,000 emergency workers in the coming days as the government faces criticism for lagging behind other European countries. The first dose will go to healthcare professionals in aged care, home care, disability homes, and emergency workers. Unions and hospitals have been pushing for healthcare workers to receive vaccinations, as many had to take COVID-related sick leave amid rising cases in the country. The Vatican is also set to receive enough COVID-19 vaccine doses to protect all of its 450 workers and residents, including Pope Francis. priority will be given to public healthcare workers, elderly, and workers who come in contact with the public, and will be administered on a voluntary basis, the Vatican said in a statement.
It is likely that the vaccines could arrive in the state in the second week of January in sufficient quantity to cover the needs of the Holy See and the Vatican City-State.
27 cases and no deaths have been recorded in the Vatican, with the latest being two Vatican cardinals last month. But for Somalia, the outlook is bleak. The country will be the last to receive vaccines in significant quantities and has recorded less than 4,800 cases and 130 deaths, with parts of the country still controlled by the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group. Residents fear the virus could spread to rural areas. Fewer than 27,000 tests for the virus have been conducted in Somalia, a country of more than 15 million people, one of the lowest rates in the world. Hassan Mohamed Yusuf, a 45-year-old homeless man who lost three of his children to flu-like symptoms, says they are helpless.
We've seen this COVID-19 virus as it killed hundreds of people and has increased the difficulties we've lived through, and its grip on our people persists. As a street beggar, this virus has limited our movements as people are afraid of the virus. We can't get close enough to beg or shake people's hands. This fear is real and we are helpless.
Social distancing measures have also relaxed in the country as 30,000 people gathered in a stadium to watch a football match with no masks or antivirus measures. While in Mexico, authorities are studying the case of a 32-year-old female doctor who had an adverse reaction to the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. The woman reportedly experienced seizures, difficulty breathing, and a skin rash, indicating symptoms of encephalomyelitis, an inflammation of the brain and spinal cord. The Mexican Health Ministry said the woman had a history of allergic reactions and noted there was no evidence the vaccine had similar adverse reactions in trials. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.